thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
You are listening to the Urban Sports Scene, now part of Sports Journey. Your hosts are Will T and myself, Wole. Ray Jeezy is out. Make sure you check out sportsjourney.com for all kinds of sports content, especially for your DMV sports team. Let me patch in the homie Will T. Let's see. Because, you know, again, if Ray was here, he would mock me, but we're doing our social distancing thing, so Will T's on the phone. What's going on, Will T?
Nothing much, sir. How you doing this lovely Friday afternoon?
It's Friday afternoon. We're blessed, man. It's TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. And we're able to...
Thank God for the Washington football team for giving us content to speak about.
I know, man. On a Friday. Who would have thought?
Friday. Yeah, I know.
Hey, subscribe to our podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Also, join our Urban Sports Scene Facebook group. Search Urban Sports Scene, sports bloggers, sports podcasters, and sports debates. Will T.
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
Here's what we have on tap. We are going to talk about the Washington Post article based on 15 women accusing former Skins employees of sexual harassment and verbal abuse. Let's get right into it. We both read the article by Washington Post writers Will Hobson and Liz Clark that dropped yesterday evening. What was your first thing? What was the first thing that came to mind when you read the article?
First thing that came to mind was I feel sorry for the women, who were subjected to that treatment. Second thing is nothing surprises me when it comes to this franchise.
Yeah.
And I say that because I allude to the 2018 article by the New York written by the New York, Times,
uh-huh,
on the, how can I put it? The extortion of
the cheerleaders. Uh-huh.
Yeah, in Costa Rica. It was, uh-huh, Costa Rica, I believe.
Yeah.
And, you know, how they were subjected to topless photo shoots and where very rich suite holders or business partners of the franchise were allowed to attend and were the ladies were told they had to go on a boat ride with the gentleman. So when it comes to this franchise, nothing really surprises me at this point.
Yeah.
But to see a continued history of it over a period of time from, you know, I think it was from 2006 up until currently, it's just telling of the lack of institutional control within this organization.
Yeah, and I agree. So when I looked at, so for me, what came to mind for me was immaturity. You know, like I just thought, like, basically it's an organization. We're talking about an historical franchise, right? An NFL and organization, a big organization. And typically when you think of an organization like that, you think of some semblance of maturity. But it was immature. It was like college kids running the asylum. And how can you have that situation in, you know, running an NFL franchise? That to me is ridiculous. Like having, like not basically having a proper HR department. Like reading that. Like not having like a proper HR department. Go ahead, Wilton.
I believe Washington, they have about 200 some odd employees. I will say this, it's not, having worked in business, in corporate America for as long as I have, I'm going to say this, it's not uncommon to see an organization without a proper HR structure,
uh-huh,
where there may be one person who's considered a HR generalist who works on multiple areas within the business. That's not really uncommon.
Okay.
I think the thing that's was striking to me was the lack of controls that are put in place. And if it's true how the owner and the executive vice president who was senior vice president, who was Bruce Allen,
yeah,
prior to him, had no knowledge of this culture going on inside of Washington and had no knowledge of these this blatant pattern of sexual harassment going on within the building.
But to not even have a place where you know, that you get an arbitrary individual to listen to your, you know, listen to your gripe and not have that shared. I mean, that's kind of weird to me, right? Like, isn't that like
you would think, you know, they have a corporate counsel.
Yeah.
So you would think someone within corporate counsel's office or someone, and, you know, like I said there, you know, they had a person who handled HR, but I guess wasn't necessarily really an HR professional, may not have been an HR professional. So just have nowhere to go for these women to have an outlet to make these complaints is a bit surprising. Well, I'm not going to say surprising considering this organization, but it's sad.
Sad is an understatement. Because you would want to cover your backside as an organization in terms of not having bad PR, which is happening. You would think that having that infrastructure in place would be a smart business move. To not have it, it shows your irresponsibility. It just shows the ignorance and not the intelligence, the lack of intelligence to run an operation.
I'll say this, based off of, you know, reading the article and the number of women who signed a non-disclosure agreement or NDO, to me, it seems as if that was his way of safeguarding about any of this stuff getting out. They signed a non-disclosure agreement. NDA, a non-disclosure agreement. To me, that seems as if that's his way of safeguarding, of letting, you know, no one, if something happens internally, from saying any disparaging remarks about the organization.
So pose the question about, you know, what the folks on our social media, what did folks think about once they read the article? Kevin Nibley on our Facebook page said, can't support this franchise and even the most passive way any longer.
That's easy to say. It's very disturbing, but I think for fans, that's easy to say now.
Oh, I agree.
Because in light of everything that's happened with the name change, now with these 15, this repeated pattern of allegations of sexual harassment, and then you put on top of that, when or if football starts in the fall, there's a high likelihood that fans will not be able to attend the games in person. So it's easy for people to say that now. Give it a couple months, see how things play out, because we all know if a winner is produced on the field, I think some people will forgive and start to come back. That's just my opinion.
No, I think you're right. Because we've seen that with other franchises, right? With we've seen it with other franchises in various sports. And, you know, if you win games, people tend to forget. You know what I mean? Looking at on our Twitter page, BC the man tweeted that it was a dud of a story that could have dropped any time in the last 8 to 10 years. Snyder has a bullseye on his back for a good reason, so he made sure that disclaimer is out there for a good reason. But this just seems like piling on, and for a newspaper owned by the Amazon guy to run a story on workplace conditions is just nuts.
So, I don't agree with that comment.
Okay.
100% wholeheartedly. Here's why. For him to say it could have dropped any time, that's not necessarily the truth. The women had to feel empowered and had to feel courageous enough to want to speak about it,
true,
right? Mm-hmm. Because they were the victims of the situation. Mm-hmm. That's one. Two, Jeff Bezos, while he does own the paper, I'm pretty sure he does not have editorial say so on a day-to-day basis of what's presented to the public, because I'm pretty sure that if this story were, you know, if the reporters, you know, did their investigation and wanted to present this story. And a couple of years ago, and he killed it, we would hear about it. I'm pretty sure we would. Three, you know, if there's some truth to some rumors that Jeff Bezos may be an individual who is lined up to possibly buy ownership into this team, it seems as if a lot of fans and business people in the area want him to, because he resides in the area or he has a residence in the area. It could be he could face litigation from Daniel Snyder, because his paper published a story about, you know, the sexual misconduct at Washington, which could lower the valuation of this team. And if Jeff Bezos were to come in and buy this team at a lower valuation than what it's currently valued at, there could be some litigation.
Yeah, I think it's all rumors, right? That's where, like, this whole couple weeks has been nothing but rumors. Shelly tweeted that the culture is toxic under Dan, and there's probably more that didn't make it to in the article, which I kind of believe that too. I think there's more that didn't make the article. Your thoughts about that, Wilty?
Absolutely, man. It's always worse on the inside than what the story's presented, right? You know, whenever there's an incident and then it's reported to the public, there's usually a lot more inside if you really lift up the carpet and start to investigate. But for now, this is all we know. So we have to see how this plays out. Now, Daniel Snyder did release a statement.
Yeah, I can read that.
Earlier today. I have it right here.
Okay.
Yeah. He says, statement from owner Dan Snyder. The behavior described in yesterday's Washington Post article has no place in our franchise or society. This story has strengthened my commitment to setting a new culture and standard for our team, a process that began with the hire of Coach Rivera early this year. Beth Wilkinson and her firm are empowered to do a full, unbiased investigation and make any and all requisite recommendations. Upon completion of her work, we will institute new policies and procedures and strengthen our human resources infrastructure to not only avoid these issues in the future, but most importantly, create a team culture that is respectful and inclusive of all. Very telling in this, is very telling what isn't in this statement. What
no,
isn't
I'm sorry.
In this statement, yes. What isn't in this statement is any acknowledgement of any of the prior incidents of sexual harassment. What isn't in the statement is a apology from Dan Snyder regarding the incidents that these women had to endure. And third, what's in this statement, what isn't in the statement, is any acknowledgement of those incidents.
Yeah.
Very telling to me what isn't it. You know, we read the statement, which is essentially nothing. You know, he's hired Beth Wilkinson.
Yeah.
He says she has full autonomy to complete an investigation, and then they'll institute whatever policies and procedures she recommends. But there is no acknowledgement from him or any acknowledgement that he knew of this pattern of sexual harassment, or he knew of a culture that was created under his watch of sexual harassment.
Yeah, he may have, and again, in this article, he may have not known about some of the issues that were going on, but I'm with you, like, in terms of, like, acknowledging fault. Like, you should acknowledge fault. You should say, I'm sorry. It should be there. I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? Well, we don't necessarily know if I'm sorry, how that would translate
like
into court.
That's true. But still, I think for like you have to your point though, you acknowledge it and say to these individuals, these women that, you know what, if this had happened, you know, something to that effect. You know what I mean? It's like acknowledged it to a point where you feel remorse for the situation. You know what I'm saying? So like, do that. If you do that, it comes across looking better. It looks better. Even, you know, because we already know that he's not gonna go and do a presser, right? We've talked about this. Like, he's not gonna do a presser. So at least show some remorse within in that letter. But I know what you're saying in terms of the legality of things. He may not be able to, you know, state certain things because it may show guilt or whatever. But at the same time, man, you know, like, these women went through it. So at least apologize for your infrastructure. And I think you can do that, right? You can apologize for your infrastructure because your infrastructure was all jacked up.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he acknowledged that there needs to be a culture change.
Yeah.
And he stated that the hiring of Ron Rivera is the first step in that process. Yeah. But to me, acknowledging that, you know, the change in culture needs to come, whether, you know, he didn't say if that was on the field or off the field.
Yeah. That's true. That's a good point. But by hiring the attorney, right? Isn't that showing you that you're changing off the field?
I mean, the hiring of the attorney more is you got wind of the story from the Washington Post, which you refused to sit down and provide a statement for.
Yeah.
You knew what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
You knew what was coming, so you wanted to get ahead of it, and you hired Beth Wilkinson.
Yeah.
To conduct a investigation, and then, you know, once she's done with that investigation, whatever recommendations she has for policies and procedures and documentation, they'll buy into. One thing to me that's not telling in this whole situation, I know that the NFL provided a statement, but I don't think I would think, this is just me, it's common practice that if the NFL got wind of this, that they would send in their own.
Yeah. Definitely.
They would send in their own count. They would hire outside legal counsel to conduct their own investigation. Why is the NFL? That's one question I have. Why isn't the NFL kind of taking a lead and have their own investigation into this and, you know, and see what comes of it?
You don't think they've been prepped already?
From my understanding, from their statement, they're waiting until the results of Beth Wilkinson's investigation before they proceed with anything. They proceed forward.
I know normally it may not be out there. Normally it may not be reported, but usually they're pretty much already working on things. Usually, like, it may not be stated, but they're already doing their homework or their due diligence.
I'm pretty sure they, you know, they're in communication with Beth Wilkinson, and they're in communication with Dan Snyder or whoever's in charge of the football operation at the Washington football team headquarters. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're having those conversations. They're being briefed on this, you know, almost daily or weekly.
Yeah, definitely. So which former employee stood out to you from this article?
The young lady who put her name on it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, was it Christina Applegate?
If I'm not mistaken,
mm-hmm. Her, you know, giving firsthand details of her experiences. That's for one. Two, Santos.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know about Santos.
Oh my God, dude, you are.
I know about Santos.
Understand that no means no,
bruh. And I know the reporter that he was doing, like, who he was doing that crap to. I didn't know that she was going through that. Mm-hmm. But I know the reporter. No means no.
Yeah, no means no.
I mean,
but just think about it. You truly have, and I understand that sexual harassment happens in the workplace, mm-hmm. especially in corporate America.
Yeah.
And, you know, for the fans who are hoping that this is a reason to get rid of Daniel Snyder, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
That this would be the final shoe to drop in the NFL to force him to sell the team. But, you know, where were the other men that knew of his behavior who were just like, come on, dog, you know?
That's what I'm saying, man. Sell. That's my thing. It's like, and... Like, all right, man, you know, I got a little sister, you know, I got nieces and whatever. Like, if I call Wendy, a dude doing this to any of them, I'm like, I'm checking, dude. I'm checking him early. So just look at people in that organization, right? I'm sure there's some credible individuals to be, or who are at the same level who could say, like, I'm surprised that none of those individuals came up to him and say, hey, bruh, like, chill out, man. She don't like you. Like, she don't like you like that. Or this chick, man, you doing too much. And you married, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're doing all, somebody saying no and you married. It's not like they giving you the vibe. Am I saying, like, I'm not saying adultery is good or bad or whatever. What I'm saying, it's not like she's giving you the vibe, bro. Like, she's not giving you the vibe to say, like, hey, like, man, I can probably get that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can probably get that. She's not giving you that vibe. She's saying no. She's not interested. And you, bro, you continue to do it? You got issues, man.
Yeah, and that's that issue.
And that's that arrogance, though, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, and you see this in people who feel like they got it because they got bread, or they got it because they've reached some type of stature, right? That mm-hmm. that you can't say no to them, or you know, like, you know, they feel like they stuff it all that in a bag of chips. And at the end of the day, man, no means no. Keep it moving. Just keep it moving. Like, that dude was interesting. Yeah. That dude was like, I read that, I was like, bruh, like.
Yeah, him, Richard Mann II, yes. The inappropriate hug.
Yeah.
Come on.
Like, the extra
then that's
hug.
Not going to be a stapler in my pocket. That would be a stapler in my pocket. Like, come on.
It's dude, like these
dudes. What are you doing?
It's like these dudes are coming from, like, The Office, but the extreme, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, the inappropriateness. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a TV show, and they think this is real life. They think real life is a TV show or something. Like, bruh, like, relax. Like, all those little immature, that's what I'm saying. It's like, to me, they're running, it was just seeing individuals like that at that position being vocal, being higher ups in a freaking NFL franchise amazes me. Like, the immaturity amazes me. Cause, you know what I mean?
This type of behavior is not only rampant in NFL franchises,
yeah.
Across corporate America. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised some of the comments I've heard people say, or I've had to, you know, check somebody about, you know, a comment that they made about someone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know.
No, I'm with you.
When it comes to this franchise, nothing surprises me at this point.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
The level of dysfunction.
Mm-hmm. And it's no secret for a lot of people. It's no secret from folks who covered this team. There's no secrets from folks who's working, who's watched, to be honest with you, like you, Will T, who's viewed this team from a distance and from the stories you've read and or heard. Larry Michael was one, you know, that was an interesting one.
Yeah, the voice,
the radio guy.
He wasn't just the radio guy. He was in charge of all digital content.
Oh, I know.
Across the organization, yeah. Right? So when you visit their webpage, those, you know, the videos, the interviews, everything. He was in charge. He was the one stop shop. He was everything. And I thought it was interesting this week that when he retired abruptly. Usually a guy who I think he had been there for 16 years and he was the voice of this team. For those of us who listen via radio, for him to just abruptly retire and there isn't any, you know, fanfare or
no send off,
a farewell. Yeah, I seriously thought there was something. He was sick.
Oh,
I thought he was sick.
You thought he was sick? Oh, you should talk to me, bro. You should talk to me. I knew the game. Mari knew, like, oh yeah, he was in it. I was like he was definitely in it. Like, they got him. Whatever was going on, in my mind, I was like, oh, they got dirt on him. That's what I like. That's the first thing that came to mind. Because when he retired, I was like, oh man, they got Larry Michael. Oh, he's involved. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you heard all types of rumors initially, like, you know, like we talked about it off air, like there were rumors about sex trafficking and things of that sort. And I'm like, dude, is Larry Michael involved in sex trafficking too? No, this can't be it. You know what I mean? So I knew that Daniel Snyder, when he started firing folks, I was like, all right, yeah, you already got Santos, you got Mann, yeah, Larry Michael. Okay. Like, I, you got the pattern.
Yeah, I just found it awkward when I saw that he abruptly retired. So, you know, first thing I thought was health, but you know, as it started to trickle across the news that there was an explosive report coming out with regards to the football team, I thought, okay, yeah, it makes sense. Maybe he's tied up in to something that's going on that we haven't been privy to.
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene, now part of the Sports Journey, sportsjourney.com. So according to the article, and it seems that Snyder didn't know anything about it. Do you really believe that that's the case? Do you believe that he didn't know anything about it?
No, I don't. Okay. I truly don't. If he hasn't known anything about it, then shame on him, because he owns the franchise and he should know, have a clue about what's going on. But I will preface that by saying my understanding is Bruce Allen was largely in charge of all of the day-to-day operations and everything was run by Bruce Allen.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So I fully believe Bruce Allen had some idea or knowledge of it.
Yeah.
Now, whether he brought that to Daniel Snyder, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure he did. That's one. Two, if he did know about this type, well, look, I'll take it a step back, a step further. In the Washington Post article, it stated of Daniel Snyder how he would chastise a senior sales employee and at one point. Senior sales employee for being a cheerleader, and then he made him do cartwheels for entertainment after a meeting.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to say that equates to sexual harassment, but I'm just saying the type of culture you created when you have someone do that, when you berate them for being a male cheerleader, and then you command them to do cartwheels for entertainment.
Yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't, you know.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm
you with create you. That type of environment.
I'm with
it, you know, nothing would surprise me.
I was like, for me, it wasn't that he berated him that he was a cheerleader or like tried to make fun of him, because people clown folks all the time. It's like he made him do cartwheels for him in his like to entertain him. That rubbed me the wrong way.
You
like,
a grown ass man.
Yeah, for real.
You're doing no cartwheels.
I don't care. I don't care what kind of power you feel that you have. Like, you not, nah, bro. You not. That's not happening here. I'm not doing no cartwheels for you. I'm not Bojangles. Who I look like to do crap like that?
I'm a grown ass like, man.
To be told,
me to do some cartwheels.
To be real with you, I want to know. I wanted to know dude's race. I was like, you black and you did this joint, bro. I'm like, to me that look. That would have such a different look, bro. To make me do some type of act like I'm Bojangles. I was really mad when I read that part, dog. You have no idea.
I'm not doing no cartwheel for your entertainment.
I was so mad, man. When I read that, I was so mad. And, you know, I like to be fair, but I was so mad, bro. I was like, you did this? Like that was, but to your point, Will, it's like you cultivated that environment. Once you did something like that, it's a trickle-down effect, right?
All right.
It's a trickle down.
Well, we have about 2 minutes left.
All right, go ahead, man.
The path forward.
Yeah.
I'm taking you as a fan. Irregardless of your responsibilities of reporting on this team and attending games.
Yeah.
When or if fans are able to attend games, probably not this season.
Yeah.
What's your view as a fan? How do you feel? Knowing everything you know, can you still support this team?
Yeah, I've asked you this question five times. Yeah, as a viewer, I root for the players. I've never Snyder is not indicative of who those players are and how hard they work on the field. Like I've grown to like Dwayne Haskins. I've grown to like Jonathan Allen. So I'm gonna continue to root for the players and the team. And you know me, Have I ever put really money on the team?
No.
Exactly. So it's not like they're not hurting my dollars. So I can watch. Just like to me how, and I'm just using this because actually somebody tweeted this to me. It's like Dolan's a horrible owner, right?
Yes.
Knicks fans still support him. They support the team, not him, right? Because it's the Knicks. It's the same thing with the Skins. It's like I'm going to support that team and not the ownership, because Snyder will be gone. And that team will still be the Skins, and I'll still support that
will
team.
Will he be gone?
Not now. I'm not saying now. You know what I'm talking about down the road. Down the road, he'll be gone one way or the other, right? Mm-hmm. He won't be the owner forever. So it's like, once it happens, you'll still support the team. You support the players on the field. I don't support, like, ownership in front office. Because truth be told, if that was the case, there's no way that I would be watching or the team under Bruce Allen, too. Because I thought Bruce Allen was trash, period. I thought he was indicative of trash.
Well, I'll say this for fans who, you know, as we close out, for fans who think, you know, been wishing for the end of the Daniel Snyder era, I don't think it necessarily ends here at this point. I don't think this is the last chapter. Mm-hmm. But I do think once you start to look back over the next 5 years, if he does sell the team, I think this will, you know, along with the, because what'll be interesting is the sponsorship dollars.
That's it. That's what it is. That's right? What it's about. Yeah.
Sponsorship wanted a name change, right? They got that.
They got it.
Will sponsors say, hey, we just can't be in business with this team with you as the owner?
Yeah.
You know, if that starts to happen, then you'll start to see change. And remember, this the lease is up at FedEx Field in 7 years, right? 2027. 2021 will be here in no time. You'll need probably 2 or 3 years for site selection and get the approvals for a new stadium. So will the municipalities in Maryland, D.C., or Virginia agree to a new stadium with him as the owner? That's another question you have to ask.
Very good question. Also, I do want to add, though, I do have the faith that they got the right guy to deal with this crap in Ron Rivera. I like what Ron Rivera brings to the table as a leader. So if anybody can deal with it, I like Ron.
But think about it, though. Mm-hmm. Ron Rivera, you haven't even really had a chance to focus on football yet.
I know, but but I think he's the, to me, I feel like, I'm trying to speed through this too anyway, but I feel like he's the type of, he's already put his imprints on this situation and in his organization. I feel like he's probably one of the main reasons why the name has been changed. And in terms of getting some of those dudes out of here, he's probably, with Snyder, he's one of those dudes who said, you know what, we need to change the whole thing. And get some of these guys out of here, because it's not a secret that, you know, a lot of people liked Eric Schaefer and he's not here. And Ron Rivera one of his guys. So there's a lot of folks in that front office that when Ron Rivera got in there, they're not here anymore. And I think and to be honest with you, I think he's a main reason because of that.
Okay.
So hopefully things change. If they do, we can just talk about football. Cause I've been sick of talking about soap opera stuff. I like sports.
Well, I'll tell you this, man. I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. All you can hope for is that you have a successful product on the field.
Yeah.
If they're able to play football this September.
Subscribe to our podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. All right, man. You've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Hey, man, leave us out, big homie. Deuce.